My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Rogelio C. Pidu, R-O-G-E-L-I-O, middle initial C, last name P-I-D-U. It was recorded on October 12, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four, this CKD has remained stable. And is likely related to chronic kidney to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease, period. The most recent renal functions reveal BUN of 38 from 37, creatinine of 3.6 from 3.2, and a GFR of 16 from 17. There is increased proteinuria, nephrotic range proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 5 grams from 3.7 grams. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments, and the patient is asymptomatic, period. Hyperuricemia also plays a role in the CKD, period. The patient is very compliant with the recommended plant-based diet. And his medication regimen, period. He presents with trace bilateral lower extremity edema, which he takes furosemide for, period. We instructed him to weigh himself daily and to use his daily weight as a guiding factor to his intake of the furosemide. Period. His dry weight is 159. We instructed him to take the furosemide and restrict his overall fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours if he weighs more than 159 pounds, period. However, if he weighs less than 159 pounds, we recommend that he holds the furosemide and restrict his fluid intake to 45 ounces in 24 hours. We also recommended the use of compression stockings and elevation of his legs on two pillows for the lower extremity edema, period. Next line, anemia of chronic kidney disease. His HNH is 10.5 and 30.9% from 11.3 and 34.5%. We will order iron studies for further evaluation, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with A1C of 5.8% from 6%, period. Continue with the recommended diabetic regimen. Next line, nephrotic range, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, hyperuricemia with elevated uric acid level of 8.5 from 7.0, period. The patient is currently taking Euloric 40 milligrams on tablet daily. However, he ran out, so he has not taken it over the past couple of months, period. We refilled the Euloric and discussed therapy with Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A, for elimination of the uric acid in the system, period. The patient watched a video and decided to initiate treatment, period. We will start the process of the Krystexxa regimen, period. Next line, coronary artery disease, next line. We, hyperlipidemia, we discontinued the phenofibrate due to contraindication in a patient with advanced kidney disease, period. His lipid panel has been unremarkable. He is still taking the pravastatin 80 milligrams on tablet daily, period. We will repeat the lipid panel and continue to monitor. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and